In this bulletin, the final report of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide to be handed down. US and UK spy chiefs praise Ukraine's offensive in Kursk. And in tennis, Australians Jordan Thompson and Max Purcell celebrate winning the US Open men's doubles final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. After 3 years and almost 6,000 submissions, the final report by the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide is due to be handed down. Speaking ahead of the report's release, Chair Nick Holdhurst says it was difficult to judge whether defence leadership had turned a corner in confronting problems within the organisation. The Royal Commission's final report will be handed to the Governor-General tomorrow. It's then up to the federal government to table and consider the final report. The heads of the British and American Foreign Intelligence Agency say Ukraine's surprise incursion into Russia is a significant achievement that could change the narrative of the grinding 2.5-year war. The head of MI6, Richard Moore, says Ukraine's surprise move in August to seize territory in Russia's Kursk region had brought the war home to ordinary Russians.
And I think they have, to a degree, changed the narrative around this. As we were saying, Putin pushing forward, grinding forward, village by village. He has gone into this war 2.5 years ago. Not only has he seen things like NATO get two more members, he's now lost a part of his own territory. We'll have to see how it develops, but I think it's bold.
Speaking alongside Moore at a rare public event in London, CIA Director William Burns says he praises Ukraine for its offensive in Kursk.
The Kursk offensive is a significant tactical achievement. It's not only been a boost in Ukrainian morale, it has exposed some of the vulnerabilities of Putin's Russia and of his military.
Officials from U.S. space agency NASA say they made the right decision as Boeing's capsule returned to Earth without astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft has landed uncrewed in a New Mexico desert, ending a 3-month test mission hobbled by technical issues. Those problems had forced the astronauts it had flown to the International Space Station to remain there until February 2025. The program manager for NASA's Commercial Crew Program, Steve Stitch, says it was a difficult decision to leave the crew behind, but the astronauts have also trained for the possibility of a long duration stay.
It's always hard to have that retrospective look. You know, we made the decision to have an uncrewed flight based on what we knew at the time and based on our knowledge of the thrusters and based on the modeling that we had. And we, you know, if we'd have had a model that would have predicted what we saw tonight perfectly, yeah, it looks like an easy decision to go say we could have had a crewed flight, but we didn't have that. We didn't have a way to take that white sands testing and anchor it in a model.
An environmental non-profit claims to have found the solution to cleaning up the largest accumulation of plastic waste in the ocean. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch, located between Hawaii and California, is a collection of floating plastic debris that's grown larger due to the impact of circulating currents in the Pacific. The estimated surface area of the floating debris is 1.6 million square kilometres, which is the equivalent to 3 times the size of France. Based in the Netherlands, the non-profit environmental engineering group, the Ocean Cleanup, says it's developed and tested technology over 6 years to eliminate the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The founder and CEO of the Ocean Cleanup, Boyan Slat, says the use of technology at today's level of performance could get rid of the garbage patch in 10 years at a cost of $11.25 billion Australian dollars.
And what we found was that this area spans an area twice the size of Texas and that it contains more than 200 million pounds of plastic. Of course, to clean the ocean, to rid the oceans of plastic, we need to prevent more plastic from going into the ocean in the first place. And this is something we are also working on. But if that's the only thing we do, the ocean will be polluted forever. You know, that's why we have to take it out. That's really the only way in which we can get back to clean oceans.
And to sport in tennis, Australians Jordan Thompson and Max Purcell have won the US doubles open final. Thompson and Max outclassed Kevin Kavietz and Tim Poots 6-4, 7-6, to become the first All-Australian pairing to win the title in New York since Mark Woodford and Todd Woodbridge in 1996. The straight sets victory goes some way towards atoning for a crushing finals loss at Wimbledon, where Thompson and Purcell failed to convert any of 3 match points. Thompson says it feels incredible to win the doubles title.
Grand Slam champion, it's got a great ring to it, especially after the, you know, the heartbreak at Wimbledon. But yeah, it got a little bit tense there at the end with match points. I thought I can't do it again, but you know, we stuck with it, and yeah, we got there.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.